From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The nation's trade deficit has widened a bit, up just over 0.5% in April, as U.S. exports declined further. The deficit with China, though, jumped more than 14%. The trade gap with China is part of the focus of a hearing on Capitol Hill today. Some lawmakers accuse the Chinese government of using unfair trade practices that are costing Americans jobs. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says it's crucial that China ease its control of its currency exchange rate.
It is in China's interest to allow the exchange rate to reflect market forces, and it is critically important to the United States and to all of China's trading partners. We share the concerns of many members of this committee that China's exchange rate policy is both unfair and hurts the interests of American producers.
Geithner testifying before the Senate Banking Committee today. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, says the offensive in the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar is going to last longer than earlier planned to allow more time to win the support of local residents.
We are already in the process of doing political and military shaping, but it's my personal assessment that it will be more deliberate than we thought earlier and communicated.
McChrystal speaking to reporters at a NATO summit in Brussels. A suicide bomb blast in southern Afghanistan has killed at least 40 people and wounded dozens of others. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports the target was a wedding party.
The explosion ripped through the home outside Kandahar City, where the groom and his male guests gathered for a late-night meal. Officials say the groom was injured and is being treated at Kandahar's main hospital. The bride and her female guests were not with the men at the time of the blast. Men and women are segregated at weddings here. The Taliban is believed to have carried out the attack, although the group's spokesman denied responsibility, as is often the case when large numbers of civilian casualties are involved. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
The City Council of Los Angeles has approved a settlement with some journalists who were injured while covering an immigration rights demonstration there 3 years ago. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports TV video showed police in riot gear dispersing crowds at the rally.
They were seen on camera beating people with batons and firing rubber bullets. Then Police Chief William Bratton later condemned what was known as the May Day Melee and apologized to the victims. The city has since paid out $13 million to settle 9 lawsuits involving nearly 300 people who were injured. Now L.A. City Council has approved settlements ranging from $50,000 to $250,000 to a cameraman from the local CBS affiliate, a local news reporter from station KTLA, and 4 staffers from the Telemundo network. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Stocks are rallying today in part because of a Labor Department report showing the number of Americans getting jobless benefits was down at the end of May to its lowest level in a year and a half, the Dow up 200 points. This is NPR. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is calling on BP and the Coast Guard to step up the use of vacuum pumps mounted on barges to help suck up some of the oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. Jindal says the Louisiana National Guard has set up such an operation near Grand Isle, and it's working.
Give you an example of how effective they were, just using 2 prototypes, just the first 2 prototypes, over 2 days, over 48 hours, they were able to suck up 4,500 gallons of oil.
Jindal says the Coast Guard has approved the use of 3 more of those vacuum barges, but he says even more are needed. The Kremlin says it has captured Ali Taziev, the ringleader of a group that's hoping to set up an independent state under Muslim law in Russia's North Caucasus region. Jessica Gallagher in Moscow reports the man is being blamed for hundreds of deaths there.
Officials say that Taziev was behind the 2004 seizure of the Interior Ministry building in Ingushetia that killed at least 92. Security officials say he's also responsible for a suicide bomb attack on English leader Yunus Bekyevkurov last year. Russia's North Caucasus region has been plagued by near-daily attacks on police and officials. Many analysts describe the violence there as a civil war between the Kremlin-backed administrations of the region and Islamist insurgents. Oppositionists say the insurgency is a result of Moscow's clampdown on dissent in the region. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
A new report finds foreclosure activity in the U.S. leveling off further last month. The private research firm Realty Track says the number of homes caught up in some stage of the foreclosure process declined 3% last month. Analysts say banks are filing fewer new foreclosures as they work through the backlog that has accumulated over the past year and a half. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.